Nice day out there, but I'm assuming if you are a gold medalist, every day is just a little bit brighter and just a little bit warmer. Let's get to our big guest of the day, brought to you by My Shack and Belvedere Roofing, proud to support Spruce Grove and proud sponsors of the Spruce Grove Saints. And now we welcome in Kelly Mitchell, Olympic gold medalist in track cycling. And Kelsey, do you sleep with your gold medal around your neck, or what is the protocol for handling that type of hardware?
Not, I don't sleep with it, but it's next to my bed at all times.
Yeah, I bet it's amazing. I saw some of the videos when you came home. Could you just not wait to get home to share this with your family and friends in Sherwood Park?
I was standing up on that podium and I was thinking about everyone back here, and I know they were cheering loud and singing the national anthem as loud as I was, and just to come home and see everyone at the airport and get all the messages and everything, it's been surreal.
And you're standing up on that, and what are your thoughts as you're standing there listening to the to your to your anthem, and just the crazy change your life had just within 4 years, and all of a sudden you're a gold medalist in a sport that maybe wasn't too familiar with you just a short time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'm living my dream. I'm living the life of an athlete. I get to train and travel the world, and then I qualified for the Olympics and got the gold medal, and that's just the cherry on top, bringing home some hardware for Canada.
Now, Kelsey, let's go back to, when you were a younger athlete. You did, just like a lot of young kids, gymnastics and basketball, soccer and all that. But it seemed like you kind of liked soccer, and you wanted to get up in there. At what point did you realize that maybe soccer wasn't going to be your fulfill your Olympic, dream?
Yeah, I kind of realized earlier on that I wouldn't go to the Olympics with soccer. I played at the University of Alberta and at NAIT, and that was amazing, and that was the highest level I achieved, and I was happy with that. But athletically, I wasn't done yet. I was still hungry for more, and so finding track cycling and able to push myself every single day, and just yeah, I'm honestly living my dream. It's crazy, and then to go to the Olympics and win a medal is. Yeah, it's hard to explain. It's a dream come true.
Oh, absolutely. It's awesome. We're joined by Olympic gold medalist in track cycling, Kelsey Mitchell. Now, Kelsey, if I understand the story correctly, you kind of were looking for a new sport, and so you went to the RBC Training Ground, a talent identification program. So take us through how you found it and what happened while you were there in Toronto.
Yeah, so I heard about this program, basically tests an athlete's athletic skills or athletic levels, strength, speed, power, and endurance against some benchmarks of different sports. And track cycling was one of them. And I had a good vertical jump showing good leg power. And so they got me on a bike and I put out some good numbers and they pursued me and got me on the velodrome. And it was my first time riding a velodrome in a fixed gear. And yeah, I loved it. It was so much fun just to go fast. And then I started getting better and better at it. And I put in a lot of work over the past few years. It definitely wasn't an overnight success, which a lot of people kind of had thought or said, but it took a lot of time to get good, and yeah, I worked hard at it, and it paid off.
All right, sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened. The rabbit ears must have came unglued. But Kelsey, I just want to, talk about when you were there. Did you have any expectations of what you thought would be your sport? Did you think maybe it would be something else other than cycling?
Yeah, I definitely wasn't leaning towards cycling just because I hadn't owned a bike in forever, hadn't cycled. It wasn't my sport at all. I was thinking more, I was kind of built for bobsled or maybe rowing, and cycling just was very interested. And they flew me out to Milton, Ontario, where Cycling Canada is based, to do some testing. And that was kind of the moment when I was like, okay, if they believe in me that much to kind of already put some money towards me, then there must be something there. And I put my head down and put the work in, and yeah, they were right.
Yeah, well, obviously they were. Olympic gold medalist Kelsey Mitchell joins in track cycling. So, you obviously had a lot of natural ability and strength. How much did you have to learn about the sport of cycling, and like the skill that's required?
Yeah, honestly, the first time I saw it, I thought, okay, pedal hard and turn left. How hard could it be?
Yeah.
I was wrong. It was very hard. We spend a lot of time in the gym. We spend a lot of time on the bike, just figuring how to pedal and be the most efficient that you possibly can be. Like, this sport comes down to the thousandth of a second, and that could be the difference between first and last. And so, yeah, and then tactically I had to learn so much riding the track, and just there, yeah, it was a lot, but like I loved it. I loved doing it every day, and mentally I came in a little bit more mature of an athlete, and that definitely helped me just kind of like grind through and push hard every day.
You know, within short order, you'd won a gold and silver medal at the Pan Am Games. Did you know that you were, you know, this was you, like this was, this, this sport was meant for you, that you were, you know, I could, or you could do something special?
I honestly had no idea how far I could go with this sport. My mentality, I guess, was just go in, give it my all. And at the end of the day, whether I make it even on the national team, or if I make it to the Olympics on that top step, I'll know I gave it my all. And, I did give it my all, and it just, yeah, every day worked hard at it, and it paid off.
Now, you know, in yours, it's a three race kind of, you know, best of three, and you want to have that, the tactics you mentioned. You know, how much of that is like, you know, you want to be in the front or you don't want to be in front? It depends who you're racing against, or depends how you're feeling that day. Like, how do all those things blend together?
Yeah, it depends a lot on your strengths. And so my strength is I have a longer sprint in me. So I kind of want to get the pace going a little bit faster than someone who maybe just has a short explosive jump in them. So there's a lot of tactics that go into it. And I definitely knew I was there physically. And then with the pandemic, I gained an extra year to like figure out some more tactics and figure out just using the track more efficiently. And, you know, I was fourth at Worlds in 2020, so I knew I was there. And then that extra year just helped me close that gap between some of the best.
So, Kelsey, do you have to change up your tactics every now and then so you don't become predictable? Or is it just, this is what I am, try to beat me?
Yeah, so I did two events at the Olympics. I did the Kieran and the sprint. And so the first event was the Kieran. And there's just so much happening. There's five other riders on the track, and my strategy was just kind of go in the front and try and hold on. And it worked until the last race, where I kind of my legs faded a bit. They were a little bit tired, and so I finished that with fifth. My teammate got third, which was amazing. I got to see it front row, so that was cool. And then in sprint, I felt really good. My legs felt fresh, and so I was able to go in the front for most of the rounds. Or I actually came around quite a few times, just had more in the tank. And yeah, drafting's a big thing in this sport, and so I think I use that to my benefit as well. So
I didn't see a lot of track stands. Is that something you like to do? Because it looks amazing that people hang up that long. It seems impossible.
It is amazing. I can't do it. I can't track stand, and it's an ongoing joke because everyone's like practicing their track stand, and I'm like, I'll focus on that after the Olympics. I'll figure out all the fancy the fancy things after. So I actually raced a German, and in the last race against her, she started to track stand, and I just was like, nope, and just went by and was able to win that round. So I didn't need to track stand.
That's amazing. Joined by Kelsey Mitchell, Olympic gold medalist out of Short Park track cycling, joined it, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. So what was your experience like at the Olympics? I know that your event was maybe a little removed from where the core of the Olympics were, but was it kind of what you envisioned or hoped for?
Yeah, so I mean, I didn't know. I've never been to the Olympics. It's my first one, so all I know was one during a pandemic, and we were 3 hours away from Tokyo, just kind of isolated. We were in like this lush green forest. It was actually very beautiful, but it kind of felt like a World Cup or World, because we were only seeing other cyclists. But actually it was kind of nice because we were allowed 50% capacity, so there was some fans in the stands, and then obviously camera crew everywhere, and I knew everyone back home was cheering, and so it definitely felt special. It felt like the Olympics, and I couldn't ask for anything different, to be honest.
So what are your plans that now you're home, other than, you know, just wearing your gold medal around everywhere? Are you just visiting with friends, or do you have, you know, plans for the future?
Yeah, so rest, trying to adjust to the time change, see friends and family. Got to go back probably in a couple weeks, because we have Worlds in the middle of October, so get back to it, and I'm looking forward to it. Like, I love training, I love that lifestyle, and so little bit of downtime, and then we're back at it. And I mean, Paris 2024 is only 3 years away now, so.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that you bring that up because does that change things? You know, they always talk about the 4-year Olympic cycle. So now that it's a 3-year, is that like d does your approach like do you have to drop a year or drop some events or drop some training or how does that play out?
So a lot of times the year after, some people take some time off or it's more downtime. But like for us, at least the qualification period is 2 years before the Olympics. So it starts next year. And so we're back at it. And like we have such a good group training together. Everyone loves to work hard and loves what we do. And so we're happy to be back. So yeah, it's a good thing for us, I think.
Well, Kelsey, I want to thank you for coming on, and you should be so proud of yourself. We were all just cheering and going like crazy, and it was great. The whole team did so well, and you capping it off with the gold medal at the end was just fantastic. So, can't wait to see what you do the next few years. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again in the next cycle as you gear up for your next Olympics and the World Championships.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me and for all the support. Much appreciated.
Awesome, Kelsey. Congratulations again. We're all very proud. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks.